International Bible Studies. Lesson for July 10, 2022. Healing the Nobleman's Son. Key verse: So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. John 4 verse 53, New King James Version. Selected Scripture. John 4 verse 46 through 54. The miraculous event associated with our key verse must have been life-changing for the nobleman, father of the perilously ill son who was at the point of death. Losing a child is one of the most difficult experiences imaginable. There was a rumor, however, of a possible hope. The captivating teacher, Jesus, had entered the region of Galilee. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast. John 4 verse 45, New King James Version. Accounts of Jesus' wondrous abilities had reached the nobleman's hearing. Perhaps the one who recently changed water into wine and accomplished astounding miracles in Jerusalem could also save his son's life. We well imagine that he hurried the several miles from Capernaum to Cana, perhaps thinking all the while about what he would say to Jesus. Arriving in Cana and, likely, with overwhelming emotion, he implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Verse 47, New King James Version. Jesus' initial reply must have been disheartening. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Moved by fatherly love, he remained undaunted regarding his purpose. The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." With compassion, our Lord Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. The nobleman believed that a word Jesus spoke, that was enough. Not seeing any signs and wonders, he demonstrated that faith alone guided his heart and motive, and his faith was rewarded. Verses 48 through 50, New King James Version. Journeying home to see his son, the nobleman was soon met by his servants. We sense the joy they felt as they rushed to meet him with the news, "Your son lives." After the great relief he felt, he thought of Jesus and his words. Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. Verses 51 through 53, New King James Version. We are instructed by this event. Faith in the living word, the Bible, is the basis of our belief. We do not need to see miraculous signs and wonders. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Romans 15 verse 4, New King James Version. Thomas stated that he would not believe that Jesus was raised from the dead unless he could see the wounds inflicted by the crucifixion, even to the point of placing his hand in Jesus' side. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John 20 verse 29, New King James Version. Jesus spoke of this further, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." John 17 verse 20, New King James Version. May we, like the nobleman, have faith that is deeply rooted in Jesus' words.